Today is February 21st, Thursday. This is Lida Hill, Biblical Hebrew Grammar class. All right, we're not going to wait anymore. Let's all stand and do the Shema. Ready?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. All right, you may be seated. And we are going to sing a new song. It's called Kadosh. Can you say Kadosh?
Kadosh.
All right. So tell me if it's too loud. Kadosh means holy.
Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Elohim
Sevaot.
Adonai Elohim Sevaot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh,
Kadosh,
Kadosh.
Kadosh.
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Elohim.
Sebaot.
Sebaot. Adonai Elohim.
Who was, Vehove, who is, Veyavo, who is to come. We will be talking about that tonight.
Lord God, thank you for this evening. Thank you for this lesson. Pray that as we go through this lesson, help us to understand and retain. And bless this time in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Authors of Revelation. Authors. Wow. How many authors were there? Before we go there, Phyllis, right?
Oh, Connie. Connie. Oh,
about the name of God. The covenantal name of God. What is God's covenantal name? Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And why do we say Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh? Because we cannot pronounce it, right?
Oops.
We can't pronounce it. But do you think Jesus pronounced it? During the blue day? Of course! Okay, Yod, Heh, Vav, Heh. Okay, that's the covenantal name of the Creator, Father, who appeared to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Okay, that's why we say Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Velohe Yaakov. Father of, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
Now, why am I showing you this? The authors of Revelation. Who's the author of Revelation?
John.
So they say.
They don't really know.
Okay, there's so many John. You know, Yohanan is the Hebrew name for John. Like Joshua, Yeshua, it was a very, very common name in Israel. Yohanan, very common name. What else? Yehuda, those. Actually, there are more than one authors of the book of Revelation, if we really look into it. Now, look at this. According to the church tradition, the author of Revelation is Yohanan in Hebrew. The seven communities addressed in the letter knew of him and accepted his authority as a reliable messenger from God. Yohanan was a common Jewish name, but tradition points specifically to John the Apostle. Okay? But we really don't know if it was John the Apostle, who's the brother of James. We don't know. Okay, so why do I say authors? Because if we look in Revelation 1, it says here, but John is not the only, but John is not the only one who is sending this message. The message, to the seven, I don't want to hear churches. There was no such thing as church at that time. Communities. Could be messianic communities. Of course messianic, because they're believing in the Messiah. And see, the thing is, when we hear churches, before I learned all this stuff, whenever I read the Bible and say church, I always picture in my mind a church with a steeple and a cross on top. No, there's nothing like that. When we read Revelation, when it says churches, don't think about the steeple, little church like this. No, these are home groups, okay? All right? And they're like inundated with this Roman stuff, okay? In those times, there's so many gods. The Greek mythology. The Roman mythology is actually Greek mythology. They just changed the names, okay? Now, here we go. The first author is this. The first author was saying, grace to you and peace. Oh, I'm sorry. The author is saying, this is John saying, grace to you and peace from the one who is, ho-on in Greek, and who was, and who is coming. All right? Didn't we just sang that? We just sang that. Asher haya vehove veyavo. Okay. And it's funny, huh? In Revelation, exactly what it's saying, from the one who is and the one who was and who is coming. Now, the thing is, I have a problem with that, a big problem. Now, let's go back. The Greek expression ho-on literally means the being one or the one who is. Its usage here represents an allusion to the name of God revealed to Moses. Okay, and God said to Moses, I am the being one, Asher, that's what God said. And then it was translated or interpreted as, I am who I am. It's not right. Okay, Asher, is, I will be whom I will be. Okay, so why do I have a problem with the one who is, and the one who was, and the one who is coming? We just sang it, and it's beautiful. Okay, so that's the song, who was, and who is, and who is to come. I have a problem with the word who is to come, because if I write it, okay, this is God's name, right? Who was, the word he was, is like this. You see the common letters? Hove, who is spelled this way. Hove. Okay. This is Haya. This is Ho. Remember the column? And then it's Ve. Ho.
Yahweh. Okay? See the common letters here? Now, Yahweh is spelled Yod, and then a Bet, and then the Aleph.
Yep.
Now, and there's a Bet here. There's no Bet and Aleph in God's name. So I don't agree with Yahweh. So let's move on. Okay. There's another song, Holy, Holy. This is the English side. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. And there's a part that said, where is it? Okay, second line. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim, I have to pronounce it in Hebrew, cherubim and seraphim, falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shall be. Not who will come, who shall be. I like that, because the word shall be, or he shall be, is spelled this way. Yeh. So, there's the common letters in the name of God. Now, how can I prove that this one is the correct one? Not the Yahweh, okay? Not this one. Because this is what we've been singing, you know? Asher Hayah VeYahweh. How come we didn't sing it? VeYeh. Okay? So, I did a little bit of investigating. Where do I go? In the prayer book. The Jewish prayer book. The Siddur. Eric and Dwight and Evelyn. Okay, this is called Adon Olam. This is Jesus probably read this prayer. Okay, the synagogue. You know, the apostles probably chanted this. Okay, it says Adon Olam asher malak beterem kol yetzir nikra le'et ne'asa Bekept so kol azai melek shmo nikra be'a charei kiklot hakol levado yimloch nora. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna make it big. Right here. Vehu haya. You see the haya there? This one? Bang. Vehu haya. You see it? Right here. Vehu hove. Right here, I made a mistake. It should be a sego. You see it? Vehu, ho, ve, vehu, yeye. Yeye. Ye. Ye. Is that a sego again?
Yes.
The old Siddur is what I am getting the information. And so, therefore, the song that we just sang shouldn't be Yahweh, because it's changing the name of God, you know, because of these two letters. It should be like this. So God, that's his name. When the so-called author John was trying to write to these seven communities, what he's trying to say, uh-oh, sorry. This is my lecture every Friday night. That's my. What happened? There you go. All right. So here, in English, okay, this is what we get. The one who was, the one who is, and the one who will be. And the recipient of the letter know exactly who he is. God the Father. Yod Heh Vav Heh. And so therefore, in our English Bible, we have the Yod Heh Vav Heh. But we just don't understand it because it's in English.
The one who is, the one who, I mean, the one who was, who is, and is coming should be who shall be. So my point, God did not allow us to, you know, he didn't allow us to be, I was going to say, orphans without giving a hint of his name in the New Testament. This is actually it. This is the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Okay? So anyway, that is our little devotional for tonight. You have any question?
So you're saying John and God wrote it?
Okay. Right now it says, grace to you. From who? From the one who is and the one who is. From the one who was, who is, and who is coming. So that's one author. Okay? So next. Okay. And it says here, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, the one who is and who was and who is coming. Okay, so the author, the first one is the Alpha and Omega, and he is, he was and who is and who shall be. Okay, that's the first author. And then the second one, it says, grace to you and peace from the one who is and who was and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Witness. How many
nine.
Spirits?
Seven.
So there are actually God the Father, and then the seven spirits, that's eight, and then Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. So nine. You got that?
Yeah.
Authors of the book of Revelation. Okay.
John was just the scribe.
Exactly. John is the one that is the messenger. Okay, guys. These letters are from Alpha and Omega, the one who was, the one who is, the one who will be, and from the seven spirits, and Jesus Christ. Basically it. That's what he's talking about. But I am just so glad that God did not leave us without this knowledge. But the thing is, did you know this before? No, but God is giving this revelation to us now. And enjoy it. Enjoy it, because the more you read, the more you learn Hebrew, the more you get these things, the more you discover things like this. It's beautiful. All right, so let me...
So how would you say it in English?
In English?
The name?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, this is what happened. When we transliterate it, how do you pronounce the word, the letter Yod?
Yeah.
The Y, right?
Yeah.
What about the Hey?
Ha.
The letter?
H.
Okay, that's the Hey. And then the Vav is?
B.
V. Okay. And the Hey again is? Okay, but we read it. Okay, so we will read it from right to left. So that is Yehovah.
Yeah.
Or? Remember, the vav can be a wa.
Right.
Okay? That's why there is a Yahweh. Yahweh. Okay? Because the vav can be pronounced as wa or va. That's why we have Yahweh. That's why, you know, we sing the song, Yahweh, Yahweh. I love to praise him. Something like that.
Yeah. There's a latest studies briefing. This scholar, Nehemiah Gordon, he was translated as the Masoretic text.
Yes.
And now they found over 1,000 mentions in the Masoretic text with actual connotation where it's spelled Yehovah. Like, and it's like on
like
the scholar level, it's
right.
Right now changing. A lot of scholars actually agree with this Masoretic text,
mm-hmm.
with just recently found with over 1,000 places with connotation like it should be
or Yahweh. Exactly. Whenever you see in the Old Testament the word Lord with all capital letters,
mm-hmm.
that is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Now, when we read the Tanakh, you know, and when we see, when we encounter the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, we do not say Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, we say Adonai. Or we say Hashem. Can you say Hashem?
Hashem.
Ha is an article, the, and Shem is name. So whenever we say Hashem is the name, you will hear this a lot. Baruch Hashem. Baruch is blessed or blessed. Hashem is the name. So Baruch Hashem means in English, you know, whenever we get so excited, go praise the Lord. You know, the Jewish people go, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. Okay? All right. And we're not going to get into talking about how to pronounce the name of God, but we know how to write it and we know how to read it. Okay, so let's go ahead and do a little reading here. Okay, this is the Shema. All right. And you read Hebrew from right to left. Ooh, what happened? Okay, so you notice that there is a Shema here. All right? Now the Shema is a point of appointing. However, it is not like the A-E-I-O-U. Okay, we will talk about that later. But right now, this is Sh. Can you say Sh?
Sh.
And then, how do you read this?
Ma.
Okay, how do you read the syllable?
Yes.
Yes, right here. Yes.
Ra.
Ra. Tricked you. Okay, because you can't read it. There's no vowel point. But look, Adonai. All right? How about this? Hey, because there's a yod? Nu. Okay? What's this? Adonai. Echad. All right. So I'll be sending you this this handout so you will be able to practice at home. So that is the Shema. Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Very good.
I have a question.
Yes.
So Shem is name, but then Shema is here.
Yes, different spelling. Yeah. Shem is just two letters. Okay? Shem. Okay, this is final mem. And Shema is right there with the ayin at the end. That's the root letters, actually. The root letters, shin, mem, ayin, has something to do with hearing. Now, why didn't God say, write? You guys write Israel, you know, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, that God is our God, you know, he is one. Or why didn't you say, recite, Israel, you recite that the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Or teach everybody that the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Why Shema? Why listen, Israel? Because you know that in the Tanakh, there is no word for the word obey. So, because they have a hard time obeying, so God says, listen! Here!
In Russian, it's the same thing. It's, there's no word obey.
Oh!
To listen means obey.
Correct. Listen. That's pretty cool.
The Shema is also to see the name. When you hear
yes.
And obey, you see the
yeah.
name.
Yeah, exactly. And here, and your eye, right here. The insight. Okay, so let's take a look at this. I don't know what this is. Oh, I remember this. Last time I had a hard time pulling this up. Okay, so I sent you this. Okay, let's talk about this phrase. How do we read this phrase? Right there. It means congratulations. And you don't say mazel. You don't say mazel tov. Mazal. Mazal tov. Mazal tov. Okay. So next one is?
Yom
tov. Okay. Tov is good. Okay. That's have a good day. What about this one? You guys are reading the English transliteration. I can tell. Okay. So what about this one. Naim. Na'im me'od. Me'od. Na'im means pleasant. Okay, that's where we get the name Naomi. The word, the name Naomi is, means pleasant. Na'im me'od is nice to meet you. Okay, very pleasant. Na'im me'od, literally. Okay, so this one, we talked about this last time. This is so long, my friend. Lehit ra'ot. What about this one? This is very, very popular. Shabbat Shalom. Very good. It means peaceful Sabbath or Shabbat. Okay, this one.
Chag Sameach.
Sameach. Okay, this is, if we literally read this according to the rules, we would say Samecha, right? Samecha. Okay, we will talk about this. This is called the furtive patach. We don't say Samecha, but we say Sameach. Okay? We read the vowel first. Sameach. Okay, instead of Samecha. This is another rule in Hebrew. Okay, like the word, the name Noah. Noah is Noah. Noach. It's spelled like this in Hebrew. The Nun. There is your Nun. And there is your vowel point. No. The O. This is No. Okay, and this is the Chet. This is our Chet. And you will see the word Noah. Just like that. Okay? You will probably say, oh, okay, Noha. No. You say no, and then you read the vowel first, and then you go up. Noha. This is called the furtive patach. Patach. The ah sound. Okay, Noach. It's in the book. I just don't know what page, but somewhere there.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So let's take a look at this. All right. I like this. It's colored. Okay, the first one, can we read it? Boker Tov. Boker Tov. Boker Tov is what?
Good morning.
Good evening.
Oh.
No, you're right. Boker Tov. Boker Tov is good morning. However, look at this. Boker is morning, and Tov is good. Literally, you're saying morning good. It's the reverse. Morning good. Okay, now the next one is?
Yom Tov.
Yom Tov. Okay, Yom Tov. Yom is day. Tov is good. So, day good. Okay, this is how Hebrew... This is the Hebrew, okay? It's the reverse. Just like Spanish, okay? Hermana hermosa, like a beautiful sister, okay? It's not hermosa hermana, but hermana hermosa. Okay, that's why, you know, the Spanish are really picking up really quick because the syntax of the sentence are almost the same, okay? The whatchamacallit? The noun comes first, and then the description, okay? Morning good, day good. Next, how do we read this? Erev. Okay, that's a segol, segol. You see the segol, segol here? Evelyn? Erev. Okay, remember the accent is on the first syllable, all right? This is Erev. Erev Tov. What do you mean by Erev?
Evening.
And then? Good. So
evening.
I'm literally saying evening good, everyone. Erev Tov. Oh, I like this other one. Can we read it?
Laila Tov.
The word, if you have a friend named Laila or Layla, Laila means night. Night. Night good. Or basically mean good night. Okay? Now, when you hear in Israel, they all, you know, when they say good night to friends, you know, it just, Laila, good night. They just say Laila. you know, Laila, you know, good night. All right, so Laila Tob, night good. Now, what about this one? Let's read. Shavua Tob. This is a portent patak. Again, look at this. There's a patak underneath the ayin. Shavua Tob. Shavua is week. Okay? And Tob is good. Have a good week, basically. All right. You guys are...
Can you go through the vowels on the blue one?
Oh, the Laila?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the A below the L? Yeah.
This is Lamed and then Kamas, the A sound. Uh-huh. And then the Yod with... And then the Shaba. Uh-huh. Lai. La. Okay, another A sound. And then this is actually long A because of the hay right here. Okay. Laila.
Tob.
Very good. You're welcome. Okay, so you're ready? It's already 7:10. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we are going. Last time, we talked about the different progression of the vowel points, right? Remember? First, there's nothing, no vowel points. And then all of a sudden, the Masoretes decided to add a vowel point at the end of the word. And then, in the middle of the word. And then, what else?
Then
all these dots come about. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, this is, when you pick up the newspaper in Israel, there's no points. There's no vowel points. And this is how they read it. Nothing. Okay. And I actually have a hard time reading with the points because I'm used to reading without it. Okay, so here, Ani Itamar, Ani Ben Chamesh, Ani Gar Bakhaifa. My name is Itamar, and I am 5 years old, and I live in Haifa. Mm-hmm. So this is, the reason why I'm showing this to you is because the addition of the vowel points, look at this. Let me see if I can make this big. You see the top one? Right here? The yod at the end of that word. How do I know that that is the ani? Okay, this is va, and then aleph, and then ni. If there's no e, oh, if there's no yod vowel point there, I am going to have a hard time reading that word. It can be va'ana, it can be va'anu, it can be va'ano, va'ana, whatever. But because there is a yod there, I know that is the I. Because the yod became, when the Masoretes added this vowel points at the end of the word, you can now distinguish if it is an I or an U or an O. Okay, because the vav and the he and the yods were added at the end of the word, okay? And so I don't see any oo at the end here. Let me see. It's a lot of e. Okay, so here, you see this word? Hey, chaf, and yod. Hachi. This is hachi. I know it's hachi because of the yod at the end. This word here, li. Okay, that's a parenthesis right here. Li. Why do I know it's Li? Because of the Yod at the end. Okay? So, that's it. Let me see here. Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary. Words. Who among you did you do your homework? Did you memorize? Who memorized? Nobody?
I had trouble with the three last time.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead. And if you can see it from there, let's read this.
Adam.
Very good. You didn't say Adam. Okay, Adam. All right, Adam. The stress is on the second or the last syllable, Adam. Okay, what Adam is? Man or mankind or the proper noun, Adam in English, Adam. Okay, so you be careful when you're reading Genesis. When you see the word Adam, it could be man, generic, or it could be the man Adam, or it could be mankind. So context, context, context. Now, can you read this?
Eretz.
Eretz. What is Eretz? Land or earth or ground. Okay, and this is feminine. Eretz is feminine. Remember, Hebrew is a very gender-oriented language. Oh, I like this next word.
Elohim.
Elohim. And what is Elohim?
God.
Okay, in Bereshit, in Genesis, it says, Bereshit bara Elohim. Elohim is plural. However, the verb bara is singular. And Elohim also means gods, because when you encounter the word with the im at the end, and most of the time, which is all the time, it's plural. Okay? Next word, let's read.
Av.
Av means father. What about this?
El.
Now, take a look at the alphabet here. We have the first 11 and the next 11 letters. When we read that way, these two words, two letters, how do we read?
Av.
If we read downwards, how do we read this?
El.
Father. Father, God. Father of El, God. Why El? Because look at the vowel point under the Aleph there for El. That's a E sound. So even the alphabet, okay, start with the Father and God.
Wow.
It's beautiful. All right, next letter.
Ben.
Ben, okay. And what is Ben?
Son.
Now, why does the word Ben, why does the bet has a dot in the middle?
Big duck.
Because there's a big duck in the pot. Because it's a begad kepat letter. Very good. And if the word starts with a, if a word starts with a begad kepat letters, you need to put a dagesh. Okay? Only in these six letters though. Okay? Gimel, dalet, kaf.
Hey.
That becomes a pay. And begat kefat letters. Now, how come? Okay, let's go back to the very first word. The word Adam does not have the first letter, Aleph, does not have a dagesh.
It's not a begat kefat.
It's not a begat kefat letter. Yes, right. Thank you. And, there's an end. Because Aleph is what? What are these letters? Guttural letters. Okay, there's four guttural letters, and you do not put dagesh there. No, you're not allowed to. But sometimes you'll see it. But hey, but there's a rule. We'll talk about that later. And sometimes on resh. Okay, sometimes resh is not a guttural, but sometimes it is. They can't make up their minds. Okay? Those people who wrote the book. Okay, next word. Ready? Okay.
Bite.
Bite. It's like you're biting something. Bite. Okay, bite. It means house or a household. And also in the Tanakh, sometimes the temple is called bite. The temple. Bite gadol. The great house. Next word? Davar. Roy, why is it that the Dalit has the Dagesh? Because it is a big duck. All right? It's a big gad kafat. Okay, same as the bayit here. Now, next word?
Yom.
You're killing it, Roy. You're killing it. Okay. Now, next word? Okay, in English it's I Israel, but in Hebrew, because it starts with Yod. Yisrael. Very good. So, let's see. Here you go. Who?
Yerushalayim.
This one? Yerushalayim. Okay. This is a variation. Okay. Normally, there is a yod in the middle. I mean, in between the lamed and the mem. Okay? But this is, you still say Yerushalayim. Okay, let me write it down so you won't get confused. Yeah. Okay, Yerusha. Okay, let me see. That is, I am missing the ooh, okay. Yeru. And then we have a what? Ah sound? Yerushala. There should be a yod here and then another. The gesh, okay? And the mem. This is the other variation. This is the other way. And that's the correct way. But this one shows up in the Tanakh as well. Yerushalayim. You do not read this as Yerushalami. Still Yerushalayim. Okay, next, how do we read this? Lord or Adonai, we do not pronounce. There is a long lecture about those points, okay? And I'm not going to talk about it. I need about an hour to discuss that. Let's read this.
Mitzrayim.
Look at that. Mitzrayim is Egypt. How in the world they got Egypt from Mitzrayim? Well, that's the English. Okay. Oh, I like this one. Moshe. Okay. Look at those two dots. Oh, you know, connected up there. In English, it's Moses. What about the next one? Segol, segol. Melech. Melech. Okay. The segol, segol there. That is a segol and another segol. Melech. Okay, what about this one? Sus. Very good, Sus. And then another one?
Eved.
Segol, segol?
Eved.
Eved. Very good. What about this?
Pago.
Par-o. Par-o. Roy? Why is that? That letter P has a dot in the middle? It's a big duck. Okay. So you pronounce it as a pa. Par-o. We talk about par-o. This word, ra, means evil. And the word, and the this letter and that letter means mouth. When you put evil in the middle of the mouth, it becomes par-o. You put evil inside the mouth. Par-o. Very interesting. Okay, so here, let's read the first one. Ready? That is an ah. That is Adonai. Very good. Don't hesitate. This is the ah vowel point, and then the column on top of the dalet, and then nun, and then the a sound underneath the nun, and then the yod. Adonai. Adon is Lord. Okay? Adon. Right here. Adon is Lord. But the word Adonai is also Lord, but this is the capital letter L. But that means we're referring to Yod Hey Vav Hey. Okay? What about this? Ach. Very good. What about this one?
Ish.
And Ach is brother. And Ach, look at this. Achim. Ach is one brother. Achim, many brothers. This is plural. Okay? How about this?
Ish.
Ish is a man. What do you call a man from Britain?
British.
A man from Spain?
Spanish.
A man from Scotland?
Scottish.
A man from Finland?
Finnish.
Probably. Okay, so that's ish, that is a man. Now we add a hey, the letter hey becomes isha. Isha. Isha is a woman. Okay, what about the next word?
But.
Why is there a dot in that letter, Beth? A big duck. Okay. What about this one? Let's read. Goy. You're a goy.
Eric is a goy. Dwight is a goy. Levi is not a goy. Because he's Jewish.
Okay?
Okay, we are Gentiles.
Okay? Goy means nation. Okay? Outside Israel, there's nation. We're goy, because we're outside the Eretz Israel. All right, so next word is? Very good. Segol. Derech. Segol. Okay, remember when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Anochi. He said, I am. Anochi derech. I am the way. That is what he used in Hebrew. Derek, I am the way. Okay, now, what way? Whenever we think of way, that's a way. There's a road, way. No. The Torah is a way that they follow to live a good life. So when Jesus said, I am the way, the Torah, the teachings, okay? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, that the word, that Torah. Okay? So, way. In Hebrew, it's a road or journey, and it can be a masculine or feminine. Derek. All right, so next word. Very easy, huh? You guys are good. You are, you know, you're reading 2-3 syllables now. Very good. Har means mountain, hill or hill country. And the plural form is harim. Harim. That is mountains. Okay. Okay, got 5 minutes. Let's see here. Okay. Let's read. Have you heard of Michael Cohen? Cohen is a very, very popular Jewish last name, which means priest. So most of them who have the Cohen last name, they probably came from the Aaronic lineage. Okay? Or the Levites. Okay? They preserved it. So if you have a lawyer with the last name Cohen, ask him, are you from the Aaronic lineage? Or a Dr. Cohen. There's a lot of them. Dr. Cohen, Attorney Cohen. Okay, next. Lev. Heart or mind or will. Now there's an alternate form, levav. Levav. Okay, that means heart also. What about this?
Maim.
Maim. What is maim?
Water.
Water. Very good. Let me share with you a little story. Levi knows this already. When they came back to the Eretz Israel, to the land of Israel, you know, in 1948, you know, they had to invent words. You know, because back then in the Tanakh, you know, there's no such thing as bottle. Okay? No bottle, there's only keli. Keli actually is a container, and most of the time the container is a, you know, the gut of the stomach of an animal. Okay? So they had to invent words. So they thought of inventing a word for the bottle. Okay? So this is what they hear whenever they pour water. The water goes bakbuk, 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 bakbuk. So they call the bottle bakbuk. I have a bakbuk of water in my hand. Bakbuk. It's bottled. I am not kidding you. They invented that. Mm-hmm. Bakbuk of water. Bottle of water. Okay, next word. Nefesh. Very good. Nefesh. Segel, segel. And that means soul. Okay. What about the next one? Navi. Very good. Oh, look at that. There is an aleph at the end, but there's no pointing, so it's silent. It's quiescent, okay? We don't pronounce. Next word? Sefer. Sefer. Okay, this is another segel-segel, but there's only one segel, but you still say it the way the segel-segel words are pronounced. Okay. So, let's see. Next word.
Ayin.
Ayin is what?
Ayin.
I or? Spring. What do they have in common? I have water inside. Spring or a well has water inside. And it's a hole on the ground. It's a hole on the herb.
Ayin?
Yeah. I or? Well. Spring, water. Next word.
Ear.
Okay, ear means city. Okay. What about this? Sava. Okay, and Sava, we just sang it. Adonai Elohim Sevaot. Sevaot is the plural for Sava. And Sava means army. So Adonai Elohim Sevaot, Adonai, Lord, Elohim, God of Tzavaot, of hosts. Okay, Tzava is singular. So he has a host of armies. Okay, that's what I imagine whenever I sing Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Okay, next word.
Kol.
Kol. It's a voice. Okay, next.
Rosh.
Head. And then the next one?
Torah.
You say Torah. Okay? Because most of the time when you see a word that ends with the letter He preceded by the A vowel, the long A vowel, that is where the accent is. So it's Torah. Torah, not Torah. Torah. Okay, so Torah is, well, in English they said law, but in reality, literally, it means teaching or instruction, because the word Torah is from the word yara, that means to teach, and then mora, I am a mora, I am a teacher. Okay, it's from the word yara, to teach. Not only that, yara is to hit a target. To teach, to hit a target. The word kata, say kata, is sin. Sin is to miss the mark. Okay, you see that? Miss the mark. Missing the mark is to sin. But, you know, to teach is to hit the bullseye. Okay, I'll give you 10-minute break, and then we will move on.